Here we go. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we are at Lamed Dalet Amar Aleph, towards the bottom. We are approximately 7 or 8 lines up from the end, where the Gemara says, Askin Rabbi Abahu.
What's the first word on the line?
So the first word on that line is Miskase. Mitkase, if you're Israeli. Yeah, speaker, why not? Okay, very good. So we begin with the Gemara at Askin Rabbi Abahu. And the Gemara says like this, Askin Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Abahu made a takana, bekesari.
What's the first?
I think he just signed out. Maybe. Well, maybe not. Okay.
Hello? What happened? Okay, fine.
Asking Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu made a takana. The kesari. He said, if you remember from the previous Gemara, we had learned that we do tarat. We blow tkiya, teruah, tkiya. And we do that for each of the malchios, zechronos, and shofros. But Rabbi Abahu made a takana that we should blow tkiya, shlosh shvarim, teruah, tkiya. So instead of blowing tarat, we should blow tashrat. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What is the purpose of this takana? Manafshach, iyululi yalil, if you're telling me that the terua is whimpers, short whimpers, because we had before a debate whether it was short whimpers or whether they were three moans. So if you're telling me that they're short whimpers, so liyavit tekiya trua tekiya, then he should just do tekiya trua tekiya, which was what we did, but we had said before. Ve'iganuchi ganach, and if it's moans, then la'avit tekiya shlosha shvarim utkiya. Then, like we said before, you should say tashat. You should blow tekiya shvarim, and tekiya. So, where does this tashrat come from? Where does this tekiya shvarim teruah tekiya thing come from?
Hedging your bets.
So the Gemara says close. So the Gemara says misaf galei I ganuchi ganach I yuloli yalil. He was mesupak. He didn't know whether, in fact, the teruahs were moans or whether they were whimpers, and so he blew all of them. And he said to blow tashrat.
But maybe the Gemara is going to ask this, but why wouldn't it be enough just to have the tekiya teruah tekiya and tekiya shvarim teruah?
Okay,
like, you cover it that way.
Okay, very good. That's what the Gemara is going to ask.
Sorry,
you just gave the whole thing away. And Hadron Allah, Yom Tov Asalikul Amaseches Rosh Hashanah. So that's it. So very good. What?
What's between the moan and the groan?
Do you want to demonstrate? What's the difference between a moan and a groan? Do we want to demonstrate?
One is like a snore, and the other one is kind of like a scream. But I'm not
going to
demonstrate.
Mm-hmm.
Just the word.
The
moan.
That's
the moan or the groan?
Yeah, a moan and a groan seem the same. A moan and a moan or groan and a whimper is different. Okay. Whimper is different than a moan.
David has something to say. What do you say?
It's a waste of time. All right. Just making a joke. Anyway, yeah, let's go. Yalla.
All right. So anyway, he was mesupak, and therefore he said we should blow tashrat. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Maskif lo Rabbi Avira. Rabbi Avira asked the question, v'dilma yululi hava v'kamafsik shlosha shvarim ben trua l'tkia. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If you're blowing a tashrat, then maybe in fact the trua is a yululi yalil, they're whimpers, in which case you're being mafsik with the shlosha shvarim between the trua and the tekiya. So you shouldn't, your tekiya is being, your first tekiya is being cut off after the first tekiya comes the shvarim and then the trua. But if you're telling me that if the trua happens to be yululi yalil, then you shouldn't be blowing shvarim, you would have a hefsik. You can't just be mafsik in between the blows. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Hadar Avid Tekiya Teruah Tekiya. You're right. So what he did was, really what he blew was, he blew Tashrat, Tekiya Shvarim Teruah Tekiya, and then he blew Tarat, Tekiya Teruah Tekiya, because maybe the Teruah is Yululi Yalu. So in order to cover that base, he blew Tashrat, and then he blew a Tarat. The Tarat was covering the fact that maybe the maybe the trua is Yulul Yalul. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Maskev la Ravina. Ravina asks a question, V'dilma Genuchi Hava. Maybe it's a Genuchi, maybe it's a moan. The Kamavtika Trua, Ben Shvarim Latkia. So then you're being Mavsik the Trua between the Shvarim and the last Latkia. Because then you're blowing Tashrat, and it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be blowing the Trua. So you should be blowing just the Tashat, and instead you're being Mavsik, you're making a Hefsik with the Trua in the middle. So both ways it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara answers, yeah, you're right. The Hadar Avin Tashat. So what comes out is, after everything is said and done, according to Rabbi Abahu, we're blowing Tashrat, which is Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya. Then we're blowing a Tarat, Tkiya Trua Tkiya. Then we're blowing Tashat, Trua Shvarim Tkiya, Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya. So we're blowing everything. So the Gemara says,
you
I don't
go
understand.
From 9 to 30, just like that.
What?
You go from 9 to 30, just like that.
So we went from 9 to 30, just like that. This is a fascinating Gemara, because in one blot, we understand now the development of all these tekiyos, how they came about. First we had Trua, but then we had the fact we had drushes telling us that you have to have a tekiyah, pshuta lefaneam, pshuta lecharyah, so you have a tekiyah, and then you have a Trua, and then a tekiyah. But then the Gemara institutes Rabbi Abahu, who says that we had this takana of blowing tashrat and then tarat and then tashat. So now our 9 became 30 all of a sudden, and that's how we get our 30 kolos. At any rate, the Gemara has an obvious question. Ela Rabbi Abahu Mayiskin. What kind of takana was Rabbi Abahu making in the end? Iganuchi ganach ha'avde, iyululi yalil ha'avde. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If he's blowing a tashat and then blowing a tarat after the tashrat, then why even blow a tashrat? He made this whole takana to blow a tashrat because he was mesupak, but then he blew a tarat and a tashat after that. So that's already covering you. That's covering the suffix. If it's a yululi yalil, then he should be blowing tarat. And if it's a genuchi ganach, he's blowing a tashat. So he's blowing tashat, tarat and tashat. We're good. Why do you have to make a takana to blow tashrat?
Right, then we have 18.
That was your question. Gevald, good question.
Then we only have 18.
That's just your 30. Question, but the Gemara's question. What?
Then we have 18 instead of 30. We'll be chai kolos, not 30.
Where's 18? Where's 18? What
18, 9 plus 9. Instead of 30, we have 9. 18.
Very good, exactly.
But we don't.
But we don't. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why he instituted this tashrat. Because he said, mesafgale, he was mesupak, dilma gonach, gonach v'yalu. Maybe it's a genuchi gonach and it's a yalu. Maybe it's a shvarim and it's a terua. Maybe he should be blowing shvarims and teruas. Meaning, which is fascinating, by the way, because we had a previous Gemara that said, we have one braisa that says that it's genuchi ganach. We have another braisa that says it's yulul yalul. One says it's a moan, one says that it's whimpers, right? And Rabbi Abahu, I'm sorry, Abaye said, Bahavadai pligi. There's definitely a machloikis in these braises. We can't reconcile these braises. One says one, and one says the other. That was a bias shita. But now we're saying Rabbi Abahu doesn't seem to hold like that. Rabbi Abahu is actually mesupak. Maybe it's both. Maybe we can take the two braises and we can fuse them together, and we can say that the yabava is actually a combination of moans and whimpers. So he was mesupak. Maybe ganach v'yalul. Maybe it's both. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if you're going to tell me that it's possibly both, so then liyavid nami ipcha. Why is he just blowing a tashrat? Maybe he should blow a tarshat. Tekiya trua shlosh shvar matkiya. Because maybe the dilma yalul v'ganach. Maybe instead of being a moan and a whimper, maybe it's whimpers and moans. Because if he's so mesupik, how do you know? How do you know it's a moan and a whimper? Maybe it's whimpers and moans. You should cover all your bases. So the Gemara says no.
We have no witnesses to what Sisera's mother did.
We had no witnesses. Right, we have no witnesses to what Sisera's mother did. Precisely. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why we did not blow a tarshat. He did not blow a tarshat because stama de milsa. Normally, ki mistra be'inish milsa, when a person is bothered or troubled by something, Beresha ganach v'hadu yalu. First he's going to moan, and then he's going to whimper. First he's going to groan, and then he's going to give short bechios. But it doesn't work the opposite way, generally.
In general, the mumchim nowadays agree with that?
You have to ask the psychotherapist for that. I don't know. That's beyond my pay grade.
Psychotherapist.
That's beyond my pay grade. I don't know. How
nowadays,
does it work when a person's in a sad state? Is he first moaning and then? I don't know.
Yeah, you moan this, first.
What? You moan first because the moan is a very
It's the moan that brings you that gets you more into
the state of
the winter. You know.
There you go.
There you go.
It's a professional expert. It's a witness. Professional will witness. He's
there you go.
Proves
what?
Proves the Gemara right.
What would be a groan? Yeah, groan. Yeah. I said more. You could put in a groan.
Shvarim is a groan.
Shvarim
is a whimper.
True.
It's a whimper.
The nine truels are whimpers. Yes.
He calls it a sob. The odds scroll.
What?
A whimper, a sob. Sob story.
Okay, there you have it. At any rate, that's an interesting Gemara. What's also interesting about this Gemara, and I won't spend too much time on it, is that the Gemara asked two questions, two maskifs, right?
Right.
Dilma it's a Yulul Yalu. And then the Gemara asked, well, maybe it's a Ganuchi Ganach. But interestingly, there are two maskifs by two different Amoraim.
Yes, both the same should be together.
Maybe yeah, I mean, like, the same guy who asked, maybe it's Yulul Yalil, should have asked, maybe it's Ganuchi Ganach. Why do we need a different Amora to ask that other question? It's such an obvious question, right? If you're going to ask, you're going to say, well, maybe it's just Yulul Yalil, are you going to ask also, isn't it going to...
The interesting is what's first. The mistaber is that the Yulula is more mistaber because that's what they're asking first. Right? That's what... Right? Why would that go first?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it would be more mistaber. It's a good question. But anyway, I don't have an answer.
We do Shvarim before Trua nowadays.
Tashrat. Yes, we do.
After the Tashrat, we do Shvarim before Trua. So Shvarim is more mistaber because he goes first. In the Gemara, Trua is going first. The question of Trua is going first.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, good Ha'ara. Good Ha'ara. I wonder why, Taka. You didn't. I know you didn't. You only heard what?
I'm about to get it.
I understand you're about to get it. It's the fourth time you mentioned it. But my question is, I'm just kidding. My question is, why if the Gemara says we blow Tarat before Tashat, why do we do it the opposite? That's your question.
This is Yishvarim before Trua. The Gemara doesn't say.
The Gemara says that we... The Gemara seems to
first
indicate...
question, because it was the first question.
Because it was the first question, you're saying that they answered first that he blew Tarat, but maybe he didn't. Maybe he blew Tashat before Tarat, you're saying.
What are you saying? What's Mishtabra? I understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is the Gemara seems to be saying that he blew Tashrat, Tarat, Tashat. At least that's the flow of the Gemara.
Maybe.
Not necessarily. Okay.
The question came first.
Okay. All right, so my question isn't very good. All right.
Maybe, because the question came first. That means he did first.
Right. Right. Is the Gemara... Right, okay.
The chronological order of the questioning.
What?
The chronological order of the questioners is that the same way it's written in the Gemara. And also, there were different peoples. There may have been different locations.
Right, different time periods. Okay, in a Konami. Probably not. Okay, anyway, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Anyway, the Gemara goes on. The Gemara's got some interesting... there's a very interesting Gemara coming up. Talk of a Rishonu, Moshe Peshniya Kishtayim. Now, what if what if you were blowing a tekiya, which was the last tekiya of the first set, or of the first line, okay? So you're, let's say, for example, you're blowing your Tashrat, and you're blowing the tekiya, the last tekiya of the Tashrat, and then... You extend that tekiya to accommodate the first tekiya of the second line of your tashat, for example. So what if you do that? So the Gemara says, no, ein biyado ala achas, you only get one.
The Mishnah says that.
What?
The Mishnah says that, right?
Yes, this is all the Mishnah.
The Gemara doesn't have anything to do with this Mishnah. The Gemara that we're going to learn now is not related to that part of the Mishnah.
That's a good point, actually. It's a good point. I don't know why the Gemara. Why the Gemara has this? Okay, it's good. Let's see. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shama tekios b'teisha shalos bayom." If you hear the nine tekios over 9 hours in the day, yatsa. So you can actually do one tekia a day, an hour. I'm sorry, one tekia an hour, and cover all nine blows and be yotze. Fascinating. Lechora, that means that there is no hefsek in between. But still, the Gemara is teaching you a principle, even though it's not practical. The Gemara is teaching you the principle that you can even spread it out over 9 full hours. Now, the Gemara is going to debate whether this is true, because you would obviously be mafsik a full hour in between one and the other. Is that acceptable?
How can you say that that's not a hefsik?
There's no hefsik, meaning you don't talk.
How can you have lunch?
Oh.
For example, you don't talk, so there's no hefsik.
Can you eat lunch?
Just, what?
Can you eat a sushi?
In other words, talking equals hefsik.
Talking that equals a hefsik, precisely. Right. Silence is not a hefsik. Silence is golden. Tanya.
Silence is
Tanya,
golden.
Okay, sorry about that. Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a brisa to support this. Shama tesha tekiyos b'tesha shalos b'yom. If a person were to hear 9 tekiyos over 9 hours of the day, yatsa, you'd be yotze. Next principle in the brisa. Mites b'nei adam ke'echad. What if you hear 9 tekiyos from 9 different people at the same time? You hear all of them at the same time. So the Gemara says, lo yatsa. The Gemara says you're not going to be yotze. Now, I'm going to explain this Gemara according to Tosfos.
Do you have an Indian like this other Gemara? Yeah. Berkas Kachanim? Berkas Kachanim?
Yeah, we did have this Gemara earlier. Very good. This is, sorry, I think I just knocked
and
it out.
Very
good. This is the Gemara we have. If you have Trey Cully, if you have two voices going on at the same time, great. Great Ha'ara. Yes, but that's it. And in fact, that's what Tosa says. The reason why you're not Yotze is because you can't have. You need to hear the tekiyos ala seder. You need to hear tekiyos, then shvarim, then trua. You have to hear it keseder. And if 9 people are blowing at the same time, you're not going to be yotze with that. You're not going to be yotze with that. Now, Rashi understands that the girsa should not be lo yatsa, it should be yatsa. It should be yotze. Why? Because we said before, trei kali lo mishtamai, two voices can't be heard, but they can be heard if they come from two different people and it's chaviv. If it's something which is chaviv, which is beloved to you, like Mikra Megillah or Hallel or Shofar, those are 3 examples.
Well, 2 is 9.
What?
2 is the same as 9. I understand 2, but
the Gemara, when the Gemara says Trey Kali, it doesn't mean precise. Yeah, it could be 100. You could hear, however you understand that, you can understand multiple voices at one time, multiple sounds at one time, if they come from 2 different people and if it's chavit. So Rashi understands that the Gemara should be saying yatsa.
Probably 50 different minyanim going on.
Yeah.
You'd be here in shul the last one.
Yeah, Lachor, according to Rashi, that would not be a problem. According to Tosfos, it's a problem. Because you have to hear Tekiah, then Shvarim, then Trua, then Tekiah. You have to hear Seder. According to Rashi, Rashi is not bothered by that. Rashi is Bechalal not bothered by that. He says it's okay. You can have it all together at one time. And Trei Kali Lo Mishlamayit, it's not a problem. Fascinating. Anyway, what if you hear Tekiah Mizeh, Trua Mizeh? What if you hear them a la Seder? You hear one guy blowing a Tekiah, and another guy blowing afterwards a Shvarim, and then another guy afterwards. Then yatsa. Then you're going to be yotze. So the tekiyos do not have to come from all the same person.
You said they came here, that's like normal.
If they come afterwards, that's normal. Yeah, but they're coming from different people. So would you be... that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying exactly that. It doesn't matter. It can come from different people, and it doesn't matter. As long as you hear the sounds, you're good. And that's the case. That would be the same thing in the Kotel. If you're at the Kotel, and you're hearing a tekiah from this guy, and a shvar from this guy, as long as you have kavanah, you're going to be yotze. That would be a good practical example, by the way, of what the Gemara is talking about, because you don't find that in a shul. In a shul, obviously, you have one guy blowing. You're never going to have multiple people blowing. Okay, not only that, does that work, b'afilu b'seirugin, even if you stop for a very long time, you can have even have a stoppage. So between a tekiah and a shvarim, you can have 5 minutes of stopping, and it wouldn't be a problem. B'afilu kolayam kulo. Nami, it's not going to be a problem. So even if you last the whole day with these shofar blasts, it's not going to be a problem. And That's the end of the brisa. So, so again, Rabbi Yochanan.
Same as the brisa. Same as the ratio of the brisa. The same thing. The exact same thing.
Well, what are you referring to by the sefer?
Beginning says 9 hours and 9 blows, and then it says, yeah, if you call Yom Kulo. Same idea.
Shama Teshish Shekhios, the Teshish Shos, the Yom Yatza.
Right? So you're saying the same thing in the beginning and at the end.
Yeah, I mean, the case of Afilu B'Seirugan, Afilu is going on Tkiya Mizeh, Tru Mizeh, but you're saying, why should it make any difference? Right? Okay, I don't know. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, I'm Moda. I don't know. You're right. Right. Okay. Anyway, we started this Gemara by saying that Rabbi Yochanan said that if you hear 9 tekiyos during 9 hours of the day, then you're yotze. Says Gemara, is that true? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, but v'ham Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rishum ben Yotzadak. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, holds that b'halal u'b'megillah im shah k'dei ligmor es kula. If you waited in between psukim in Megillah, or if you waited in between the paragraphs, let's say, for example, in Hallel, and you waited the amount of time that it would take for you to complete the whole thing from start to finish, Chozer L'Rosh, then you got to be Chozer. So how can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan says that you can hear 9 tekiyos from 9 different people over the 9 tekiyos over the course of an entire day, 1 tekiya every hour, where obviously the hour in between is going to be kedei ligmor es kula, according to Rabbi Yochanan?
The Megillah, that's the Rabbis, that's the Rabbanan. Halal and Megillah are the Rabbanan.
Halal and Megillah are
are you comparing one to the other? They're not comparing apples to oranges. Shofar had the same thing.
Halal and Megillah, you're saying what? You're saying Halal and Megillah should be more Megill?
Of course.
In Shok, they lick more as kula, so that, but he's saying my machmir, Chozer L'Rosh. So then certainly by Shofar you got Chozer L'Rosh, right?
It's a Kav HaChomer,
right? I mean, L'Chora. The Gemara very often, if you'll notice, the Gemara very often lumps Hallel, Megillah, and Shofar together. Yeah. In a number of cases, we've seen this, okay? We saw it, if you want, we saw it by the case of Chav Tesim at Beis. We saw it in the case that Rabbi Reiser pointed out with Trey Kali Lo Mishtamoy. All this stuff. We saw it a number of times. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan says, you got to be Chozer L'Rosh. So what's the pshat over here? How can Rabbi Yochanan say you can hear them over the course of the entire day to steer in Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, no. Lo kasha hadi dei hadrabe. See, in the second case, he was quoting Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadak, his Rebbe. So that's his Rebbe. His Rebbe holds that you got to be Chozer L'Rosh. But Rabbi Yochanan himself paskins against his Rebbe. I've done it many times.
Me too.
We see this a lot. This shah comes up a lot. The Amoraim do argue with their...
saying that you have to have one person doing it.
Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not about one person, it's about, Rabbi Yochanan says you can go the entire day. You can do it over the course of the entire day, and his Rebbe says you cannot. You have to be Chozer L'Rosh if you do that. You cannot have that much of a time, of a gap in between the shofar blows. So, so they are two different people, and Shimon ben Yotzadik, his Rebbe, holds that you cannot do that. So the Gemara says, V'tidei lo, you want to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan himself does not hold that it's a problem? But there's a case of Rabbi Abahu. Have a shakil va'azu basrid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abahu was trailing Rabbi Yochanan. He was walking him along the street. Have a kari kriyashma. Rabbi Abahu was reading kriyashma. And kimati l'mavuos metunafos. When he got to a dirty place, ishtik. He became quiet because he didn't want to read kriyashma in a dirty place. Busted the Khalif after he passed by that dirty place, and now he got to a clean place again. Amr Leisa, now he says to Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu Ligmor, now can I finish my Kriyashma? Because he was in the middle of Kriyashma and he had to stop because of the Makom Metunah. So now can he go back? So Amr Leisa, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, well, Im Shahisa Kadei Ligmor is Kula, Chazal Rosh. If you delay the amount of time that it takes to read the entire thing, then you better go back to the beginning. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan really holds that if you do delay, that, like his Rebbe, exactly. So So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, no. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan was actually saying. Hakika Amrele. This is what he was saying to Rabbi Abou. He said to him like this, Lididi, according to me, lo svirali, I don't hold of any of this stuff. What does it mean, doesn't hold of this? So Tosis points out, what doesn't he hold of? He doesn't hold of, A, that you have to go back to the Chozer LaRosh. He says you can even have that gap of time. He also holds that if a person is passing by a Makom Metunaf and reading Kriya Shema, he does not have to stop. So when Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't hold of this, he's saying, I don't hold of any of this.
Separate, unrelated issues.
Unrelated issues, but he doesn't hold of either one. And Tosis brings out a Gemara in Brachas that says, Rabbi Yochanan says, you cover your mouth with your hand, and you continue to read. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't hold of any of this. But, so that's you. Lidi di lo svirali. I don't hold of any of this. But Lidi dach, according to you, the sviralach, where you hold that you have to be Chozer LaRosh, so then, yeah, Im Shahisa Kedei Ligmor is Kula Chozer LaRosh. I'll tell you, yeah, if you waited the amount of time that it takes to read the entire Kriya Shema, then yeah, you got to be Chozer LaRosh. So that's what he was telling him. He was telling him, no, I don't hold of that pshat. But if according to you, you seem to hold of that because you're even asking the question, can I be Chozer? So you seem to hold of that whole pshat of my Rebbe. So you hold of that pshat, I'll tell you, you have to be Chozer LaRosh, assuming that you...
Because he doesn't hold like his Rebbe, and he's quoting him like his Rebbe.
Yeah. Tana Rabbanan.
It's a bit weird.
Tana Rabbanan.
How many Rabbanan?
I think it was a ton, actually. I think it was a ton of Rabbanan. Tkios ein ma'akvez zu azu. The tkios are not ma'akev one another. Brachos ein ma'akvez zu azu. And the brachos are not ma'akev one another. Now, pause, because Rashi has a different understanding of that Gemara, at least according to... if you just look at our Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying that what it means, what the Gemara means to say is that if you blow the shofar without saying the brachos, or if you say the brachos without blowing the shofar, you're perfectly fine. They're mutually exclusive, and you can be mekayim in the mitzvah of one without having to do the other. It doesn't really read that way very well in the Gemara, because the Gemara says tekios in ma'akvos zu ezu, meaning the tekios themselves are not ma'akev, and the brachos themselves are not ma'akev, but not that the brachos are not ma'akev, the tekios are not ma'akev, the brachos. So it's hard to understand what Rashi is saying over here, and in fact, some of the Achronim learned that Rashi had a different girsa entirely of our Gemara. But at any rate...
What's the case? I don't know what's the case. In other words, you could just make a bracha in and of itself without blowing, or blowing without a bracha?
Right. According to Rashi, you could say the brachos, you could say all the psukim of Malchios, and say, Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom ha-zikaron, you don't have to blow any shofar.
So I understand the shofar without the bracha, but...
The bracha without
the bracha... Doesn't the bracha have to go on a maisa? Doesn't the
bracha
have to go on
a... That's the
brachas
of shofar.
It's right, exactly. The Shema Kol shofar is the brachas of mitzvah on the shofar. You can't say brachas of mitzvah the shofar. You can't say, what? I'm talking about Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros.
Oh.
In the Shmon Esrei. Sorry, I wasn't clear about that. I'm sorry.
If you would take your lulav and esrog and shake it, and you didn't make a bracha, you love
it. Right, but not in Rosh Hashanah. You shouldn't be doing that in Rosh Hashanah. You should not be. Hamid Tasha and Rosh Hashanah don't go together.
Yeah.
I'm
biting my tongue for what comes next.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. Anyway, the Gemara continues. So tkios in ma'akvet zuazu, brachos in ma'akvet zuazu. I read this wrong, because actually when the Gemara says tkios in ma'akvet zuazu and brachos in ma'akvet zuazu, it's actually talking about non-Rosh Hashanah. When it's not Rosh Hashanah, i.e., for example, if it's, Tainus, it's a fast day, and you have certain things that you add in Shmona Esrei for the fast day, so you can actually blow the shofar, you don't have to have those extra paragraphs, and you can actually say those extra paragraphs and not blow the shofar. They're totally...
That's going to Rashi.
That's according to Rashi.
Rashi doesn't make as much sense as the other opinions.
Right. The other opinions have a different way of understanding it. But anyway...
Wait a minute. Non-Rosh Hashanah, okay, at Tainus, for instance. Today we don't, you know...
Blow and we don't make the brachos, right.
Yeah, so it's not Nogeya. It's not Nogeya nowadays. Okay, exactly. It's time to the Gemara. They used to blow Chatzotzros in the Tainesim. Oh. So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes on and says, Tekiyos ubrachos to Rosh Hashanah v'shaliyam kippur ma'achvitz. Sorry. So when it comes to the tekiyos and the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, so they are ma'akev, meaning you do have to have one followed by the other. My taima, what's the reason why it's so ma'akev? Why do you need to have them? Amar Rabba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zechronos and shofros. You have to say malchios zechronos and shofros kiseder. You have to say them in order. Malchios kedeshim shetam lichuni aleichem. The malchios you need to say so that you are crowning me over you. Zechronos kedei shel yavo livdei zechronos kedei she yavi lefanai zechronechem tova, so that the your memory should be upon me for the good, and I should remember you for the good. Ubama, and with what should I remember you? The shofar, with the shofar. So the way to understand the Gemara is that when the Gemara is saying that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the tkios and the brachos are ma'akvos, what it's really saying is the seder of the tkios is ma'akev. You need to have malchios, then zichronos, then shofros. You got to have that, and it's got to be keseder. And that's why Hashem says, why does it have to be keseder? Because Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I want you first to crown me as king, so that I can remember you. And what am I going to remember you with? The shofar. So it's all a flow. One comes after the other, which comes after the other. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara continues.
What does it say in the Gemara? That's order. I didn't learn the Gemara like that.
The reason I learned the Gemara like that is because how else do you understand the Maitaima? The Gemara says Maitaima. What's the reason why? What's the reason why what? What's the reason why what? Why brachos hanam akev di? What does one have to do with the other? He's saying, say before me the...
It depends if you're going through Rashi or if you're going through Yom Kippur.
Okay, let's say... Right. Let's say if you... Okay, so if you're going like Rashi, who says that the brachos hanam akev the tkios, so then what? What's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Gemara that's saying, Hashem says, I want you to malchios, zechronos, and shofros.
You need to do all three, not one or the other, not one without the other.
You need to do all three. You need to do all three.
Yeah, not necessarily order.
You need to do all three.
Right.
Meaning that brachos are ma'akev, meaning that you need to do all three. Okay. All right.
Art school runs.
Very good. Okay, excellent. Art school reigns king. Here we go. Misha berach v'achagach nisman lo shofar tokeya miriyah v'tokeya. The Mishnah said, if a person said his entire Shemona Esrei but did not have a shofar, and then he begets a shofar, somebody presents it to him, then he should blow. He should blow. Let him blow it. Okay? Gemara says, Taima. What's the reason why you can do that? The reason why the Lohavalei shofar meikara, the reason why we allow that is b'diyevet. You didn't have a shofar to begin with, so just daven your Shemona Esrei regular, and afterwards you get your shofar. But ha havela shofar meikara, if he did have a shofar to begin with at the outset, so then kishom elohu aseh the brachos shom elohu. You should be blowing them al seder habrachos. You should say the brachos of malchios and then blow malchios.
Obviously,
right? In other words, that whole thing is b'diyevet. It doesn't mean to say it as a lichatchila, okay? Fine. Rapapa bar Shmuel kam lutzluye. Rapapa bar Shmuel got up to Davin, and Amar le Shamei, he said to his Shamis, Kina hir nalach, when I signal to you, tuckali, I want you to blow for me. So in other words, he was davening a Shmon Esrei, right? His silent Shmon Esrei. B'yechidis, he's davening a Shmon Esrei. And he finished the brachos of the Malchius. And so he indicates,
between each section,
he's like indicating, okay, yeah, it's time to blow. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, no. Amale Rava, no. Lo amru ele b'chavir ir. We only said that in a tzibur. Meaning, during Chazoras Hashatz, this is what we do in Chazoras Hashatz. We wait, we say the brachos of Malchios, then we pause and we do the Tekios, and then we continue Zichronos, and then we do the blasts for Zichronos, then we do Shofros. That's what we do. In the Tzibur we do it. But we don't do it for the yachid. We don't do it when a person's davening biyachidus, so we don't do it in the silent Shemoneh Esrei.
How would he be davening
this? How's growing up?
How would he be
right, because the Svardim. The Svardim do that.
How would he be davening this?
The Svardim do that.
How would he be davening yachidus?
I don't know. He was, he missed the bus. He missed the bus.
It was a Rav
Nachman guy. Gemara says, I have a price that support that. Kishahu Shoman, Shoman Al HaSeder. When he listens to the Tekios, he should hear them Al HaSeder, the Al Seder Abrachos. Meaning he should hear them in order, meaning there should be Keseder, Tekios, Shvarim, Truah, Tekios should be Keseder. And Al Seder Abrachos, he should hear them properly, the Brachos of Malchios, and then the Tekios of Malchios, the brachas on Zechronos, and then the tkiyah for Zechronos, the chule. Bamedvar mamorim, when is that? So, bechever ear. That's betzibor. There are chazaras hashatz. Ava shalom bechever ear, but when it's not bechever ear, when it's not betzibor, when you're davening beyechidus, then shoman ala seder, then you should hear them ala seder, meaning tkiyah shvarim, true tkiyah ala seder, v'shalom ala seder brachas, but they don't have to be ala seder brachas, meaning you can daven your whole Shemoneh Esrei, and then afterwards you can do your tekios, no problem. Okay, the way you understand chever ear, that's very important, because that if silent Shemoneh Esrei, we don't daven. We don't silent Shemoneh Esrei. We don't chazaras hashatz. We do it.
Must be a big pain because everyone has to coordinate their timing of when they.
Yeah. I remember when I was growing up. I also davened in. Yeah, I also did a small shtibul, and it was a hefkervelt. It was a total hefkervelt. You know, I would imagine that they have some kind of like. The Yekisha Svardim. The Yekisha Svardim are probably like, okay, after every 18 minutes and 30 seconds, we're going to blow. I don't know how they do it. Anyway.
They have a clock, and at a certain time they.
Lechora, right? Lechora, they have to do that, because otherwise it's a whole Hefkervelt. Anyway, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says. Okay. The yachid shalotaka, a person, a yachid who has not blown the shofar, chavira tokeelo. He can have his friend blow for him, and that's perfectly lechachilo. There's no problem with that. The yachid shalobirech, and a yachid who has not said the brachos yet, ain chavira mevarech alav. He should not rely on his chaver to do the brachos for him. He should do those by himself. Mitzvah betoken. Yoser mina mevarchin. There's a greater mitzvah for the blowers to hear the shofar than to say the brachos. Ketzad, what does that mean? So he says like this: Shtei Ayaros. Let's say you have two cities, ba'achas token uba'achas mevarchin. One of the cities are bekiyan in blowing the shofar, but they have no idea how to say the brachos. How is that possible? I don't know. But they don't know how to say the brachos. They bechlal don't have sidurim. They don't know the brachos, so they're buckies in how to blow, but they're not buckies in how to
read.
So that's one city. The other city are the opposite. They have the sidurim, so they know exactly what brachos to say, but they have no shofar. Well, they have nobody who is capable of blowing the shofar. So which one do you go to? Holchin lamakum shetokin. You should go to hear the shofar blowing. Ve'ein holchin lamakum shemavarchim. And you should not go to the place where they are. Where they're saying the brachos. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Pshita, it's obvious. Hadaraisa hadarabanan. Blowing the shofar is daraisa. Saying the brachos is drabanan. So what's the chiddush? You're telling me you should hear the tkios? Duh! I mean, it's Rosh Hashanah. That's what it's all about. So what are you telling me? So the Gemara says, lo tricha. Now, it's necessary to tell me this chiddush. Why? The afal gav, the havadai v'hasafi. Even if going to hear the bracho, or let's say the opposite, even if going to hear the shofros is a suffix, meaning you don't know if when you get there, you don't know if they already, maybe they already blew, or maybe they're not going to have a shofar available. So you don't know, it's a suffix. And if you go to the other city, where they're mevarchim, you know for a fact you're going to get there on time, because those guys are Lubavitch, they don't even say Brachas HaShachar until 6 p.m. So you know you're gonna chop them. So you can go to that city and you can vaday catch the brachos. But if you go to the other city, you don't know if you're going to chop the shofar. So he says, the chiddush is, you should nevertheless go with the suffik, because it's better to chop a suffik d'oraisa rather than to get a vaday d'rabbanan. And that is a chiddush indeed. We will stop here for the day.
That's why all across the board, wherever you can see that, it's better than the suffik d'oraisa.
What?
that apply across the board to every issue?
It appears. Yeah, it appears. Yeah, no. It appears.